neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We'll arrive by Mamad Har Sinai. The Tratan of Shai is informing us Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha-Har Mujanib, against Neged. So now the question is, what did Neged means? So you should say Vayichan Sham Yisrael Biyad Ha-Har Biyad Ha-Har. So why should we know there is a mountain there? Because Moshe Abdullah of Shom is going up the mountain, no? Yes, of course. No? So there's a purpose that Sultan Shom is informing us that they encamped by the mountain, no? Yes? So that's what the message here is. So now the Neged. Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Arav Yosef Chaim Mibaghdad, Zofuto Maran Aleinu. Arav says a very beautiful insight. Arav says, Neged Ha-Har, we learn the mountain in Hebrew term, you write it, He and Resh, Har. Har means Kuh, mountain. Right. So Arav says, Neged Ha-Har, it means the letters that comes before He is, no, Dalet. Dalet is before He. And what is the letter after He?
Vav.
Now, Resh. Before Resh we have what? Before Resh we have Uf. And after Resh we have?
Shin.
So now we have four letters. The letters before and after Har is Dalet, Vav, Uf, and Shin. So you put these four letters next to each other, what do you get? Kadosh. What does Kadosh mean? Means Kadosh. Means Mogadas. The same thing as Hebrew. Mogadas is, yeah, because they don't like Shin. They always they turn it to Sin. The lefties. Yeah. They put it on the left side. Yeah, the same thing. So now Rabbi Meshach says a very beautiful thing. He says, the Torah says, Vayichan. Am Yisrael Neged Ha-Har, right? Ku, the mountain. So now the letters before and after the Har is Kadosh. What does it mean? Harav explains that any time you run into the mountain, to difficulties, the only purpose is to make you Kadosh. Isn't that beautiful? It's obstacles. It's difficulties. Yeah. It's difficulties.
The mountain comes in here for us to be reminded when we get in the tough position of the time we stand by Har Sinai for receiving the Torah,
yes.
The mountain one on top of our head.
Yes.
To understand that this.
No, that's for tomorrow, not for today. And no, we're not under it yet. We just buy it. No, wait. Yeah. No, wait for it. No. The position underneath the mountain, we'll talk about later. But here, running to the mountain, Harav says, when he says, Neged Ha-Har, you could say, Beyad Ha-Har, Be Ha-Har, there was different terms that could be used. It's a Neged, that means you go against. When you go against the mountain, it's not that you give up, Chassid Shalom. It's only the Ribbono Shel Olam has put you in circumstances to elevate you, to improve you. And that's what the whole purpose is. That every little difficulty has to bring you more Kedusha. Hashem Yizaken.
Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.